Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Management and the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As Hurricane Melissa plows across Cuba, those in Jamaica are still looking at the destruction on that island. ABC's Ika Jachi's there.
Jamaican officials saying St. Elizabeth Parish is underwater. 75 patients had to be moved from a hospital after it lost power and sustained damage to the roof. The infrastructure is severely compromised, with more than 500,000 Jamaicans without power. That's about 77% of the island.
The Federal Reserve is finishing up its October meeting today. At its conclusion, an announcement on lowering a key interest rate is expected. President Trump visiting South Korea, meeting with President Lee Jae-myung, and also working on a trade deal with South Korea. Tomorrow, he will sit down with China's Xi Jinping. Lawmakers in Washington are trying to come up with a workaround so members of the military can still be paid, and so federal food assistance is not cut off for millions of Americans amid the government shutdown. This is day 29. This is ABC News. The NCAA now says it will delay a rule change that would have allowed college athletes to gamble on pro sports. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
The commissioner of the SEC asking for the delay, saying the long-standing rules against betting have supported the integrity of games and the well-being of those who participate. It comes as new details emerge about the gambling scandal that rocked the NBA last week. Court records obtained by ESPN reveal in 2023 when the Miami Heat's Terry Rozier allegedly manipulated his performance as part of a gambling scheme. He was also facing an $8 million tax lien from the IRS.
ABC's Perry Russum. A woman in Florida is demanding $50,000 from SeaWorld after her fun roller coaster filled day took a foul turn. The woman's lawsuit filed on Monday said she was riding the park's Mako roller coaster in March when a duck flew into the coaster's path, hitting her in the face. She says it knocked her unconscious. No word on the condition of the duck. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexonville Road. we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Coming up, a check of weather for the day, and we'll have some quality Bray time and birthdays and anniversaries this hour on a Wednesday.
Hey, are you looking for furniture that's built to last and built right here in Wisconsin? At Court & Main Furniture in Richland Center, we're proud to feature Marshfield Furniture. Every piece is handcrafted in Wisconsin with quality comfort and style you can truly feel, from custom fabrics to timeless designs. Marshfield makes furniture that fits your life and your home. And here's a special thank you for our radio listeners. Mention you heard this ad and get 15% off your Marshfield Furniture order. Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
Having at least one major credit card and using it responsibly is a great way to build healthy credit. At WCCU Credit Union, we recognize that different lifestyles require different options. If you like to keep it simple, we offer a Platinum card. However, if you enjoy earning perks, you'll love our Ruby Rewards or Emerald Cashback cards. Both come with great ways to earn points and some free travel insurance, too. At WCCU, not only do we offer some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, but we also service them locally with people you know and trust. With holiday shopping and traveling coming up, now's a great time to apply online for your card at wccu.coop. Or for more information, visit any of our WCCU offices.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union. Feel so right.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
Today, a high of 56, mild conditions. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight, a low of 34. Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun and a high of 54. And maybe a slight chance of some rain, passing showers on Friday, and 51. Might have to have an umbrella handy when I go trick-or-treating on Friday night. Right now, a west wind at 4 miles per hour. We are at our overnight low, which is 39 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer today.
Gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone, all tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. Warm enough, holding on to you, girl. Who needs that? I
got a wide knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up.
John Anderson, and your love's better than money in the bank. Although I could take more of that, too. Anyway, some notes on today. It's International Internet Day. It's Hermit Day. Let's see. It is World Psoriasis Day. World Stroke Day. Be aware of those risks. And let's see. National Cat Day. So our pet, our lone pet right now, Annie the cat, will have to wine and dine her. She gets spoiled anyway every day. And it's National Oatmeal Day as well. I like a little oatmeal now and then. Absolutely. My thing is to throw a little peanut butter right on the top of that. Good stuff. So celebrate accordingly those things today. 7:15 on a Wednesday. Here is Ella Langley.
Wouldn't paint me as a heartbreaker, but I've said a few goodbyes. I'd make a promise, but I know later I'm bound to change my mind. Depending on the weather I'm going, and hell, baby, nobody knows when. Yeah, if it was a different time, might have been different in a different life. Maybe
cheers to the cross-country runners from southwestern Wisconsin who will be at State of Wisconsin Rapids this weekend, including Boscobel's Bodie Bright, Dominic Kirkpatrick of Hillsboro, Molly Mace of River Valley, and from Richland Center, team members from the boys' team, including Robert Budden, Kiernan Culver, Owen Dreyer, Brayson Garcia-Bolin, Sam Jones, Ryan Stadler, and Clayton Lee.
Everyone makes everyone better. Everyone just pulls each other. Everyone tries to work and tries to better themselves constantly.
You've trained hard and earned it. Now go make us proud. Good luck from these fine sponsors: Richland Hospital, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Richards Insurance, and Rockwell Automation.
This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Think of your furnace as the heart of your home. In the winter, it's essential to bringing warmth. During the summer, it plays an important role in moving cool air from your condenser. And all year long, your furnace could provide constant air circulation to keep you more comfortable. Therefore, it's important to have it serviced yearly by one of our trained HVAC technicians. We service all makes and models. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating today, 647-6345.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is hiring motivated truck drivers to service dairy and food processing facilities in Richland Center, Arena, and surrounding areas. Whether you're looking for full-time or part-time work, Bitech has opportunities for safe, dependable drivers with a CDLA and tanker endorsement. Enjoy training, solid benefits, and the chance to work with a respected company that values safety and reliability. Apply online today or call for an application at 608-328-8200 or 800-362-3484. That's Bitech Incorporated, driving opportunity forward the greener way.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh is here. Breathe easier this season. Buy three, get one free on Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filters. Stock up on Rust-Oleum Stop Rust Custom 5-in-1 Spray Enamel. The more you buy, the more you save. Upgrade your garage or workshop with select shelving units at $59.99 and keep things tidy with the Brute 32-gallon commercial grade trash can for only $34.99. Stop in at Ace of La Crosse, Muscadet, or Richland Center. And as always, we appreciate your business.
It's savings season at Richland Locker. This week only, October 29 through November 4, grab these great deals. Sliced honey ham, just $4.98. Sliced baby Swiss, $6.48. Whole boneless pork butts, only $2.28. And bottom round roasts, $6.98 a pound. Hunters, before you head out, stock up on snacks and check out the largest selection of beer and liquor around. And please note, Richland Locker will close at 2 o'clock on October 31st to honor Carl Huth and his nearly 40 years as owner. Richland Locker, where quality meets and community come together.
Did you know falls are the number one cause of injury in older adults? Physical therapists at the Richland Hospital and Clinics help seniors build strength, balance, and confidence to stay safe and independent. In rural communities like ours, rehab teams treat everyone from toddlers to seniors with personalized, full-spectrum care. Talk to your provider to see if physical therapy is right for you.
It's time for Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, keeping you alive long enough to enjoy the rest of your week. Cardinal Glass CG, fixing broken windows before your cat auditions for Cirque du Soleil. Badgerland Flooring, installing floors, kitchens, and bathrooms so your house finally stops looking like a Pinterest fail. Julie Karen State Farm, covering life's curveballs, cow patties, and unexpected lawn gnomes. And Time Funeral Home, helping plan ahead so your family can argue over who gets that weird lamp instead of the paperwork. Today, we've got more laughs than a goat on roller skates. Plus, just enough information to make you sound smart at the water cooler. Kick back, tune in, and let Wednesday's Roundup, turn your midweek meltdown into a giggle fest.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey,
Hank.
Don't keep trying. Anyway.
How you doing, buddy?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Nice shoes.
I got a new pair of shoes, Phil.
Yeah, new slippers.
Yeah.
Look at that. They look like big lion's feet. Those are like slippers for your pajamas, right?
I don't wear pajamas.
Oh, boy, that's. I set myself up for that one.
Well, yeah, you know, I got. I need some clippings for my toenails.
Yeah, those
I got
are
bare
toes.
Feet, Phil.
Yeah, you look like that. Well, those are the feet of the cowardly lion.
Yes.
Right.
Wow. Thank you. Anyway, for as much work as I do in here, Phil, I think a pair of house shoes would
be. You're wearing your slippers.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, yeah. Lots of work. Lots
you
of
said
work.
Come in, relax. So that's
said,
what I did.
Yeah. Yesterday you were working during my morning show, which was very good with attorney Michael Wendell.
Yes.
I think you missed the part about
Aunt Bee's Pickles.
He's too young to even know who Andy Griffith is.
Well, I know, but we took some calls, and people still feel that I was wrong that day when I didn't get
quiz. So the thing about Aunt Bee's cooking, there was not one show that portrayed her cooking but one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the kerosene pickles.
Oh, they're always eating her pie and her...
They may be, ooh, but it was not a show about that.
Let's hear that clip from the morning show.
Okay, here we go.
Shall we?
Yeah.
We get a call about a quiz that we had on a couple of weeks ago, the Andy Griffith Show, about Aunt Bee's specialty. What was her specialty was the question. What would you guess her specialty is, Michael?
I would have to assume some kind of pie.
Exactly, right. The answer that day was pickles, which was in the episode, they called them kerosene pickles. So the caller said, ask a lawyer. I mean, what do you think? Should I pursue this further that I was wrong to that day?
Andy Griffith Show was a little bit before my time and not one of the programs that I caught up on at Nick at Night. So, you know, Bewitched, I Dream of Jeannie. We can have conversations there.
Sure. But,
Andy Griffith was not something that I caught up on. So just the name of the character, deriving it from context, that's how I reached the conclusion about pie. And as silly as it seems, that's basically what I do in legal analysis. You know, I take a certain set of facts. I don't always have all of them available to me. I apply both knowledge that I've gained over the course of my life and knowledge that I've obtained through the course of my education and try and reach a conclusion based on that. Sometimes I'm right, sometimes I'm wrong. Have we determined what the answer actually is? Because kerosene pickles does not sound particularly appetizing. So if it does end up being some kind of pie, then I'll feel pretty good about myself.
In the trial against Henry Bray, we'll have to pursue that a little bit further.
There you go. That's the response.
He can't handle the truth. He just admitted he had no idea about what it is. Oh. He has no idea. He's just going off words of what you put in his head.
You know what?
There was never a show about
it was live
a pie.
On the radio. I didn't put any words in his head. No.
He can't handle the truth. Just like you.
I've got my legal counsel.
Go ahead. Because you know what? I would tear him up.
Oh, I doubt it.
At WRCO court.
I doubt it.
He's a very smart young man.
Yes, he is. We're gonna bring him in on the whole, you know.
Do it.
Yeah,
do it,
exactly. I'm getting Gukinek, you know, I'm going to quiet Gukinek down after all these years.
I'm on Gukinek's side.
Because he claims that I was involved.
Do it to me today.
No, I was accused of putting mud and leaves in that man's helmet.
No, you were accused of helping.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't help.
Do it. You know what? Yeah, you're accused.
This is going to go to trial.
Let it go.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
Gukinek's going to, you know, he's going to regret that he's been bugging me about this for 50 years. So.
I doubt he loses any sleep. But anyway.
Oh, well.
You can't handle the truth either.
What? Oh, no.
Speaking of truth, Phil.
Fact or Hanko?
We got some fact or Hanko.
All right. What do you got?
Hey, did I tell you that the chief of police in Muscadet is on my side?
Yeah, you said that once.
Yes. I'm just saying, that's a pretty good witness to bring in.
Okay.
In front of the WRCO jury and trial.
Okay, we'll have to pursue this a little bit further.
Yeah, and on him, I can probably pay him off to say, you know what, I remember Phil saying, do it.
There you go.
Doctors can diagnose spinal injuries more accurately by driving patients over speed bumps.
What? That can't be true. Oh, man. That is exactly what you wouldn't want to do, I would think.
Driving patients over speed bumps can help doctors diagnose appendicitis. Ouch.
Really?
Yes.
So they would actually take their patients in a car.
Idea. I'm not even going to say this. Not even going to say
anything. I don't
think
that's going to happen.
Hey, come with me. We're going to go for a ride. Ouch. Okay, you have appendicitis.
One of my... you know, many stupidity things I've done over the course of my years was, you know, winding up in the hospital after not waiting for somebody to hold the ladder and falling and then being transported by ambulance on one of those boards,
right.
You know, they put you on. And I can tell you that every bump, I couldn't imagine now riding on Highway 14 in the ambulance, but every bump you feel.
But the today's technology, I think that everything is springed in there. I don't think
it might be better.
Yeah.
It might be better. But all I remember is, oh,
to me, a good Amish wagon would have done better.
Yeah,
than
that's
man.
What. Exactly.
So, yeah.
Over plowed ground.
Yeah. Do you know that I bought, you know, you try to load up on vitamin C.
Yeah.
So I bought this can of orange juice, and it's sitting on the counter, and it's been there for 7 days and hasn't done anything.
It hasn't done
anything. No, and I've concentrated.
Concentrate on the concentrate, yeah.
Am I doing something wrong?
Yeah, probably.
Should I throw that out at this point?
Well, if it's been sitting out that long, maybe. But orange juice is kind of expensive right
now. Oh, my goodness.
So, I don't know.
You can't blame the tariffs on that.
No. Well, I don't know.
It comes from Florida.
I just spent $8 for a gallon.
It was $7.99.
$7.99. Get it right.
Oh, you're going to quibble over that one penny.
Well, yeah, you know what? You're on
a quick trip. They're rounding it up. So it's at $8 if you got there.
Is it $8?
Well, I don't know. They're rounding it up. They're not doing
that. Won't they round down?
Not if you use your card.
Oh, okay.
They'll round down.
Then if you use your card, you save 5%.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. Yeah.
No wonder Joanne go down there 10 times a day.
Exactly.
So, anyway.
To get a free donut or something.
To get a free donut.
Or whatever.
On my 10th drive. Mm-hmm. As part of a research project, investigators swallowed a whole cooked shrew and examined their excrement to see how many shrew bones would dissolve in the human body and how many would not.
Unfortunately, I'm going to say that's true.
It is true. What a shrewd experiment.
And the next question is, why?
Yeah, why?
Why would you do that?
Exactly. Why eat a shrew?
No. Would a shrew ever do to you? Yeah. Sounds like Dr. Seuss. Which, by the way, did you know that they have found a Dr. Seuss manuscript featuring Cat in the Hat, and they'll publish that next year?
Really?
Yeah. It's been, you know, lost all these years.
You think anything about bare feet in there?
No, I don't think so. It's about the Cat in the Hat, though. So
Cat in the Hat with bare feet.
Must be Cat in the Hat Part 2.
Yeah, I bet it's good.
I bet it's good.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah. People inhale a credit card's worth of microplastics every week.
Probably.
No, that's a bunch of hate.
Is it?
Stuff,
yeah. Okay.
It's a fantastic plastic claim. However, while people probably inhale some microplastic, to inhale a credit card's worth would take a very long time.
Would it? Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess I was wrong there.
The word once considered one of the most universal languages or universal words on the planet, is now considered only a sound, not a word.
I don't think that's true.
It's a bunch of hanko.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because most, I would think that I could use that in Scrabble.
Yeah. Huh.
And get away with it.
Well, I'm sure you could.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure you would.
Yeah, because I'm really good at three-letter words.
Are you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Cat, what? Hat.
Dog.
Huh.
Huh? Huh?
Oh, well.
Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella declared that all Microsoft computers that share fake news stories will automatically be disabled.
I don't think that's...
No, you're talking about breach of rights. And,
right.
You have my word on that. That's a bunch of hanko.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, Mona Lisa has her own personal mailbox set up for her in the Louvre. Is it Louvre?
The Louvre.
The Louvre?
Yeah.
It says Louvre.
Well, I know it does.
Louvre. Museum in Paris.
Yep. I think that's true.
It is true. Right. Although she has been dead for centuries, she still receives love notes, poems, and flowers. No one else has the art to tell her fans otherwise.
Awesome.
It's kind of neat, though.
You know, there was a robbery there. That's been in the news here. And it was like some sort of a maintenance crew or something. They're going to make a movie out of that. Because there's always these movies about these big heists and breaking in behind the scenes. And this happened in real life. They got in there and stole some jewels from, you know, some stuff of years ago. And I think they've caught a few of them. Or at least they have some suspects.
Right.
So
the Vatican is outsourcing prayers to India.
Okay, I'll say that's true.
It is true. It's the power of prayer, Philip.
There you go.
One more.
Yep.
An ostrich compensates for its lack of teeth by swallowing sharp stones that stay in its gizzard to help break up food and make it easier to digest.
That sounds right.
Yeah, it is. When the stones become smooth, the ostrich vomits them up and replaces them with new ones.
Oh, nice.
Like rock candy.
Yeah, exactly.
I got a gizzard story to tell you. Have I ever told you this one?
Boy, I don't know. Do you want to know?
When we were younger, we were with my father, the three boys and I. And or my two brothers and I and my father, we went to Cassville, went through Cassville, Missouri, and then up to Monette. My dad went and bought a John Deere tractor, you know. So and as little guys, we love chicken gizzards. I mean, love them, believe that or not. So my dad would stop and get 20 gizzards for us to eat on the way home, you know. And from cooked? KFC.
They're cooked?
Oh, yeah.
So you could buy cooked chicken gizzards at KFC.
Yeah, KFC, yes.
In Missouri.
Yes.
Because I don't know that I ever saw them around here.
It's chicken gizzards.
Chicken gizzards, okay.
He had a flat on the trailer, okay? And us three, and it was raining. It was kind of chilly. It's kind of fallish. And he was out fixing the tire while us three boys setting the truck with the 20 gizzards.
And you ate them all.
But one. When my dad got in the truck, my little brother, Russell, had a gizzard just wrapped in his hand. I mean, just grease running out of his fingers. Dad, we saved you one.
There you go.
So the gizzard's in a flat tire.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Huh. So. No, I didn't know they made that as a fast food item, but that's...
I don't know if they do anymore, but back then, chicken gizzards were good.
That's interesting.
And I don't think I would try them today.
Oh, maybe not.
Nope.
Maybe
not. No. Please clean
20 of them.
20 of them.
That's how many tacos you bought yesterday, wasn't it?
Have a good day, but I got to go to the bathroom. Have a great day. Be kind.
That's Hank Brady.
If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green to apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details.
Renting your place? Then it's time to protect your space. With renter's insurance from Julie Karen State Farm, you can cover what matters most, your furniture, electronics, clothing, and more, and for a price that's surprisingly affordable. Whether it's a small apartment, a college rental, or your first home away from home, we make it simple. Plus, you'll get the remarkable local service you can always count on. Call or text Julie Karen State Farm today or start your quote at juliekarens.com. Renter's insurance that protects your things and brings you peace of mind. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
As the winter months roll in, you or your loved ones may want to consider spending them with us at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Our getaway package allows you to receive extra help only in the months you may need it. Spend up to 3 months with us enjoying a furnished apartment, weekly housekeeping, meal services, and an excellent care staff. If you're interested, call 608-647-8931 for more information today.
So notes on this day in history, the 29th of October, Black Tuesday descended on the New York Stock Exchange in 1929, collapsing the stock prices. $14 billion in value was lost. 1998, Senator John Glenn, at age 77, returned to space aboard the Shuttle Discovery, retracing the trail he had blazed as the first American to orbit the Earth back in 1962. And in 2012, Superstorm Sandy slammed ashore in New Jersey and slowly marched inland, devastating coastal communities. Some notes from this day in history. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
Looking for your perfect pair? Take the trip to The Shoebox in Black Earth, where people drive from all over Wisconsin for selection, service, and savings. From top name brands to hard to find sizes, The Shoebox has it all. Men's, women's, kids, you name it. Thousands of shoes, boots, and sandals ready to go home today. Stop searching online and start stepping into comfort at The Shoebox in Black Earth. Service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday, Lincoln Ottman from St. Mary's School.
Brock Banker from Mom. Happy birthday, Ella Kessler from residents and staff of Schmidt Woodland Hills. To Braden Burns, October birthday wishes from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. And today is the birthday of Connie Dunn. All the best from Richland Center United Methodist Church. To Kelly Collins from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Greetings today to Greg Rungholt from Five Points Lutheran Church. And happy birthday, Greg. Thanks for all you do. Have a great day from Mom and Dad and all the family. The best wishes for Greg. Greetings today from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club to Kenneth Elliott, to Jameson Koska, and to Frederick Tisdale. From RC Lions, we salute Carter James Ryan, Betty Emerson, and Nate Fogo celebrating today. Happy wishes going out for Betty Emerson from Phyllis. Also to Grandma Betty from Megan, Logan, and Jacob with love. Happy 95th. And to Betty Emerson, love from Deanna and Chuck. Happy 30th birthday to Lane Hefner. Love from Mom, Dad, Logan, and Lily today. And that is a look at birthdays and anniversaries. Oh, yeah, one more. Braden Burns, happy birthday from the Bloom City Town Crier.
Was your name just on the birthday or anniversary list? Maybe you added someone on today's list. Maybe you'll be adding someone tomorrow. Regardless, if it's your loved one's birthday, anniversary, or just because, J.J. Walsh Jewelers is the place to get something to show you care. We are known for our personalization of jewelry and other items, custom mother's rings, a mother's pendant, an engraved dog tag, a custom engagement ring, modifying your wedding ring to add something special. Our specialty is making things just for you. Jewelry is meant to be special, and when you can give something that is made just for your loved one, it means a million times more. Why give the ordinary when you can give something special? J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
That old Hank Bray never ceased to amaze. I realize that he's eaten a lot more chicken gizzards in his life than I have, but I'll let him have them. Anyway, Elvis Presley on WRCL.
You can shake an apple off an apple tree. Shake a shake of sugar, but you'll never shake me. No siree. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna run my fingers through your long black hair. I squeeze you tighter than a grizzly bear. Yes, sir. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear us apart. I'm gonna take a tiger from his daddy's side. And that's how love is gonna keep us tied. Oh yeah. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm
stuck on you. I am the kitchen. Side. That's how my love is gonna keep us tied. Yes, sir, I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, because I'm stuck on
you. Joanne has the news coming up next. This is Phil Nee wishing you the best. Have a great Wednesday.
Spooky savings are here. The Wicked Good Wisconsin sale runs October 20th through 31st. 20% off regularly priced in-stock furniture from Wolfcraft, Marshfield, and Bestcraft. Locally made Wicked Good deals only at Court and Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Hurry, it's only for 2 weeks.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is 38 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Partly cloudy and breezy today, mild for this time of year with a high of 56, and northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly with a low of 34. In Richland Center, we have easterly winds at 3 miles per hour, and we're at our morning low of 38 degrees.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. At the Capitol, Republican lawmakers are disappointed with Governor Evers on his plan to overhaul Wisconsin's prison system. State Senate President Mary Falskowski says Evers moved forward without consulting them. Despite objections, Falskowski and Republican Senator Andre Jacques voted yes Tuesday as the State Building Commission signed off on moving forward with a $15 million planning budget. The complete project would shift lower-risk inmates towards early release to focus on more serious offenders, close the state's northern Wisconsin youth prisons in favor of a facility in southeast Wisconsin, and close the Green Bay prison. The entire plan would take 6 years to complete with a projected cost of about $1 billion. Wisconsin lawmakers want to offer state disaster assistance to residents. Representative Dan Knodel introduced the bill Tuesday. The Germantown Republican wants to set up a fund managed by the Department of Military Affairs and Wisconsin Emergency Management that would offer grants to homeowners and businesses that are unable to secure FEMA funds following a disaster. Notably, that would currently cover flood damage to properties and infrastructure in Door, Grant, and Ozaukee counties. In September, President Donald Trump approved individual households in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties. But Door, Grant, and Ozaukee counties were not approved for that individual aid. If passed and signed into law, the bill would provide state-funded help for those types of situations. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call, 22 other attorneys general, and three governors have filed suit seeking to force the Trump administration from halting funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Call disputes U.S. Department of Agriculture claims there isn't enough money for November benefits. He said USDA has access to contingency funds that Congress specifically set aside for emergencies like this. We've argued that failing to use those funds would violate federal law and cause real harm to people. The lawsuit seeks a court order requiring USDA to use emergency funds to maintain food share benefits and prevent a lapse in payments. SNAP, known in Wisconsin as FoodShare, helps more than 40 million Americans buy food. Some 700,000 people in Wisconsin, including 300,000 children, receive FoodShare benefits each month. Republican state lawmakers are circulating legislation aimed at limiting certain fee increases on the livestock industry. If passed into law, the proposed bill would limit the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection's ability to implement a rule change determining fees for animal market and dealer licenses, as well as animal transport vehicle registrations. The agency has previously proposed significant fee increases, one of which would raise the cost for an animal market Class A license from $420 to over $7,400. New rules for hunting and trapping gray wolves in Wisconsin will go into effect this weekend. Wolf population management has been a controversial topic in the state for years, especially in the northern region, where higher wolf populations have contributed to an increase in livestock losses for residents. The new rules require faster reporting for wolf kills, a zone-specific tag hunting system, and additional protections for wolf dens. DNR officials say the new rules aim to tighten restrictions to avoid a scenario like 2021, when hunters nearly doubled the harvest quota. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have risen 17.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.79 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 3.5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 7.9 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.35 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.48 a gallon, a difference of $1.13 a gallon. The national average price of gasoline has risen 2.5 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3 a gallon. The national average is down 10.8 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 7.4 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data, compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 4.7 cents compared to a week ago and stands at $3.64 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said, quote, "The national average saw a slight rise over the last week as gas prices surged in parts of the Midwest after a refinery fire pushed wholesale gasoline prices sharply higher in the region." He added, "While the spike in prices in affected areas was significant, relief is likely in the weeks ahead as the situation stabilizes. For now, the possibility of a U.S.-China trade deal could lift oil prices on optimism that it would increase trade and reduce tariffs, potentially keeping the national average slightly above the $3 per gallon mark for a couple more weeks before slipping back below $3 ahead of Thanksgiving." While Halloween is traditionally one of the most dangerous nights of the year for both pedestrians and drivers, the risks are even higher this year. With the holiday falling on a Friday, AAA is warning of a hazardous mix. Increased foot traffic from trick-or-treaters, more weekend parties, and a greater likelihood of driving impaired. In 2023, half of all crash fatalities on Halloween night were alcohol-related. AAA's crashes hit different campaign reminds to drivers that impaired driving is among the four leading causes of fatal traffic crashes in the U.S. and urges drivers to plan for a safe ride before they party. According to Safe Kids Worldwide, children are more than twice as likely to be struck and killed by a vehicle on Halloween than any other day of the year. Contributing factors include dark costumes that reduce visibility, distracted walking, and unpredictable street crossing behavior, which makes it harder for drivers to anticipate. For safety tips, visit AAA.com/Halloween. Police are refuting claims made on social media against staff at a Madison middle school. A post accusing staffers at Whitehorse Middle School of sexually assaulting a student went up last week, causing Madison school officials to perform an investigation alongside police. Police reviewed security footage and took interviews over the weekend and issued a statement Monday calling the post inaccurate and potentially harmful. They thank the public for expressing concern and say they take allegations like this very seriously. The deadline to participate in Wisconsin Extension's interactive program, Cultivating Your Farm's Future, is approaching. The program will help those who have questions about farm succession. Two workshops series will be held in the coming months, with the first coming soon. The deadline to register for the November-December workshop series is Thursday. Family members do not have to be in the same household to be a part of the virtual workshops. You can register online at farms.extension.wisc.edu/program/cultivating-your-farms-future. For more information, contact Joy Kirkpatrick by email at joy.kirkpatrick@wisc.edu or call 608-263-3485. The Grant County Holiday Project will begin distributing gifts December 1st. The Grant County Holiday Project is for children under 18 living with you, age 65 or found disabled and receiving government benefits. Providing an act of kindness to others is still required for eligibility. To apply, call 608-723-2136, extension 1194, and request an application giving your name, address, and phone number. State whether family or disabled elderly household. You can also go online at grantcountyholidayproject.com to complete an online application. The project's success depends on the generosity of community donors. Donations may include new warm children's clothing, PJs, disposable diapers, blankets, sheets, wrapping paper, and cash donations to purchase food cards. The Toys for Tots program out of Dubuque, Iowa, provides most of the toys. Cash donations may be sent to the Grant County Holiday Project, 235 West Elm Street, Lancaster, 53813. Allegiant Oil has again made available two sites to drop off your donations. Beginning November 1st at 190 North 2nd Street in Platteville, Monday through Friday from 6 to 6, and 1486 Industrial Park Road in Lancaster, Monday through Friday from 7 to 6.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh is here. Breathe easier this season. Buy three, get one free on Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filters. Stock up on Rust-Oleum Stop Rust Custom 5-in-1 Spray Enamel. The more you buy, the more you save. Upgrade your garage or workshop with select shelving units at $59.99 and keep things tidy with the Brute 32-gallon commercial grade trash can for only $34.99. Stop in at Ace La Crosse, Muscadet, or Richland Center. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Today is Wednesday, October 29th. Gloria Jean Bigley, 68, of Cazenovia, died Thursday unexpectedly at home. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 3 until 7. Burial will be held in the Woodstock Cemetery Thursday at 10. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from noon until 4 at Bunker Hill Saloon. Gloria Jean Bigley, 68, of Cazenovia. Marlene Elizabeth Hess, 85, of Plain, died Monday at Greenway Manor in Spring Green. A Christian service will be held Thursday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with burial to follow in St. Luke's Catholic Cemetery in Plain. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Thursday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Marlene Elizabeth Hess, 85, of Plain. Carl Huth, 83, of Richland Center, died October 18th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life with a light lunch will be held Friday from 2 to 5 at the Phoenix Center. A private family burial with military graveside rites will be held at the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials be directed to St. John's Lutheran Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. To allow friends and family to attend the celebration of life, the Richland Locker will close Friday at 2. Carl Huth, 83, of Richland Center. Jerry J. Staskel, 77, of Boscobel, died October 16th at home of natural causes. A memorial service will be held at noon Saturday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday from 9 to noon. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Boscobel Rescue Squad and the Boscobel Fire Department are appreciated. Jerry J. Staskel, 77, of Boscobel. Suzanne J. Stelt, 75, of Blue River, died October 9th at Schmidt Woodland Hills after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 4 at the Dousman House in Prairie du Chien. You are invited to bring photos or mementos of Suzanne to share. Suzanne J. Stelt, 75, of Blue River.
Earn up to an $840 rebate through Focus on Energy's HERE program when you replace your gas stove with a qualified electric or induction Energy Star model. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill for details. Earn up to an $840 rebate through Focus on Energy's HERE program when you replace your gas stove with a qualified electric or induction Energy Star model. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill for details.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO-FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump is in South Korea meeting with the prime minister at the start of the APEC summit. ABC's Rachel Scott is traveling with him.
Here in South Korea, this is the last stop on the president's tour across to Asia. 21 world leaders are gathering here for the APEC summit, but much of that overshadowed by the president's meeting with Chinese President Xi tomorrow. And this morning, he's optimistic a trade war can be averted. And the president, while here in Asia, has been trying to finalize the details of trade deals. The president wants South Korea to invest $350 billion in the United States as part of a trade deal reached back in July, but still no firm details from either side on whether that will happen.
Hurricane Melissa, now over Cuba, is a Category 2 storm with maximum sustained winds of 105 miles an hour. A day earlier, the storm raked a path of destruction across